Jenny, where's my test? They had cat stew tonight. Mr. Pibb no longer exists. Okay. File number one. Leviticus, chapters 1 to 10. If your brains will help, you can use it.
Can we start?
Yep. I'm going to erase Mr. Pibb here. Makes me feel, it smites my conscience. He was a good cat. I didn't taste that bad. We're into Chinese food. Stray cats, stray dogs. So, don't tell anyone, please. It'd be kind of embarrassing. Well, I'm going to find my rule book.
There's a new policy on the rule book. You have to sign it. sign the rule book once, we'll figure out what to do about these other two things.
Maybe some other night. I'm not sure. I just said sign it once for now. We'll leave it at that. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, just sign it once. Mr. Wesson. You better give me as much as... How many are not done? Okay, it'll take about 5 more minutes. Well, what we're going to do with the test is pass them in. That's what we're going to do. I'm not sure I'll ever correct them. I think on purpose.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we'll continue on talking about the feast days. We won't do anything more with the rule book tonight, but evidently we're supposed to have you sign it three times. And so we'll figure out something with that. We were talking about these different branches used regarding the Feast of Tabernacles. We mentioned the olive, the palm, the myrtle, the pine, and the next one is the willow branch. The willow branch is connected with sorrow. Psalm 137, verses 1 and 2. Connected with sorrow. It parallels the bitter herbs of Passover. It's like they had the bitter herbs when they ate the lamb. Well, that's what the willow branch is. Parallel. It was a remembrance of what God saved them out of. And so that's why he had them use these willow branches. There was a bitterness that they'd been saved out of, a sorrow. So that's why he did it. Now, the next thing involved is that it mentions an eighth day to this feast. And so what we have in effect is trumpets, Day of Atonement, tabernacles, and then an eighth day. It's mentioned specifically. And the eighth day speaks of new beginnings. And so it shows the new heavens and the new earth. It's what caps everything off. And it is spoken of specifically. It's mentioned in verse 36. And you can compare it with Numbers chapter 29, verses 35 to 40. Numbers chapter 29, verses 35 to 40. Now here's a brief composite of these feast days. First of all, seeing Christ. So we'll list Passover, unleavened bread, first fruits, and write down the line, and then we'll point out what each one is showing in reference to Christ. And these are just real brief, right to the point, nothing very complicated, and there's a lot more involved, but this just gives kind of a real succinct picture here. And really, it would be better to give this as an introduction rather than as a summary to all of this. What the truth of the matter is, my notes on all of this needs to be rewritten and to be quite a bit more clear. So, first with Passover, we see Christ's death. We see Christ's death. Then with unleavened bread, we see Christ's holy life. So his death, his holy life. First fruits, it shows his resurrection. And of course, that also leads to his ascension. Resurrection primarily, and then secondarily, his ascension. Pentecost shows Christ, who is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit, because of God's Spirit being outpoured. The saints of God receive the earnest of the inheritance, because Christ has been accepted by God, and now he's able to pour out God's Spirit. The Feast of Trumpets shows Christ catching away his bride. The trumpet sounds. The rapture occurs. Christ catching away his bride. That's what it signals. The Day of Atonement, it shows Christ and his bride become one. They're united. We could describe it as the consummation. They're joined together. They become one. Tabernacle shows Christ with his bride ushering in the millennium. Shows saints ruling and reigning with Christ. And one of the very first things involved is the millennium. So Christ with his bride ushering in the millennium. And then the eighth day that was mentioned specifically shows the entire plan of God in Christ concluded with the new heavens and new earth. It's a new beginning, totally new, and will continue being that for all eternity. So the entire plan of God in Christ concluded. So that's seeing Christ. The second thing we want to do is see the saints of God. So we'll look at the feast again and then point out the more or less most direct point in reference to the saints. So with Passover, it's the new birth, passing from death to life, escaping death. That's what happens with the new birth, pass from death to life. Unleavened bread speaks of water baptism. It's this dying to self, putting to death the old man, no longer I but Christ. It's identification with Christ, identification with his holy life. Talks about it being for the remission of sins, the remission of leaven, the removing of leaven, all leaven removed. First fruits shows a life of holiness which leads to Christ's likeness. It's where the rest of the harvest crop is to become like the first fruits. So it's a life of holiness, and that connects directly with unleavened bread, which leads to Christ's likeness, becoming like the first fruits, becoming like that which is acceptable to God. Pentecost is the baptism in the Holy Spirit, being baptized in the Holy Spirit, being filled with the Holy Spirit, having God's Spirit outpoured. The Feast of Trumpets represents the rapture. The rapture of the saints. The Day of Atonement is what is spoken of in Revelation 12:10. Now is come salvation. We know even as we are known. This is salvation realized and experienced. To know even as we are known. Tabernacles speaks of ruling and reigning with Christ. It shows that He has something for us. There are definite things that He wants us to do and to partake of. And then the eighth day is spending eternity in the new heaven and new earth. Spending eternity in the new heaven and new earth. Mm-hmm. There's the 7 days, and then there's the eighth day. And it's spoken of specifically like that. It's kind of this thing just added to it. So, now, as far as the feast days and seeing the nation of Israel, Passover shows their escape from a life of bondage and oppression. It goes all the way back to their time in Egypt. They were able to escape from a life of bondage and oppression. Unleavened bread shows that God called them to be a holy nation. That was the call of God. For them to be a holy nation. First fruits, it showed that God owned the land and the fruit thereof. He owned it. He wanted a part of it. He'd give the rest to them. He owns the land and the fruit thereof. Pentecost represents a full bestowal of God's grace and God's Spirit. And it's pointing to more so the end of time as far as His end time plan for Israel. He wasn't able to do this in the Old Covenant. And He hasn't yet been able to do it in the New Covenant for Israel as a nation. But He wants to bestow His grace and His Spirit upon them. And He has an end time plan for them. And it will involve the outpouring of His Spirit. He hasn't been able to do it yet. He couldn't do it at the time of David. He couldn't do it at the time of Solomon. He couldn't do it through the prophets. He just wasn't able to do it. He wanted to do it. He couldn't do it when Christ came. But He wanted to do it then as well. The Feast of Trumpets shows Israel regathered. God will regather them. First part of this is done with 144,000. Shows Israel regathered. They're being regathered in small ways now. But God is going to be able to speed up the process. And there'll be a wonderful regathering of Israel. The Day of Atonement shows the nation of Israel being rejoined, united, and made one with God. Being rejoined, united, and made one with God. And this as well as pointing down to the end of time, leading up to the millennium, and then involving the millennium. The Feast of Tabernacles shows Israel at rest in the millennium. Israel at rest in the millennium. And then the eighth day shows Israel eternally with God. No more separation. Eternally with God. No more separation. So that's just a real brief, succinct, composite view of seeing Christ, the saints, nation of Israel. Now, as far as chapter 24 is concerned, here's just a real brief overview, which we'll give you in 5 or so minutes. I got that right in my notes. Give this overview in 5 or so minutes. There's the bulletin over here on this table, so.
I'm around, you know? But it's true.